the Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Greetings out there. This is Tom Jeffrey, friend, and it's now my pleasure once more to bring you another marvelous parade of talent through the medium of this Hollywood Spotlight review. Let's spot our artists. First, there's Larry Burke, the Hollywood troubadour, bringing us, in his own inimitable style, a revival of one of your favorites. Then, those two charming lasses of the keyboards, Black and White. Then, Phil Harris, our genial maestro, and he has with him this time... Oh, but we'll tell you more about that later. And last, the original slow brain through Arkansas, Bob Burns. All right, Larry Burke, it's yours first this show. Let's hear your revival number.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Huddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish. Maybe you know, dear, that I am in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver light. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey.
Thank you, Larry. We all enjoyed that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Black and White, two most winsome misses, but not missing a key on their two grand pianos as they play Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? Yeah.
Thank you.
now, here's the original slow brain through Arkansas, who this time seems to be talking to Tom Post, his interviewer, about our most delectable subject, co-ed. All right, boys, it's yours.
Tom, you know, I always had an idea that if you kept picking subjects, you know, to talk about, someday you're going to pick out something that I know something about.
Well, now, who picked this subject, you or me? But where did you learn anything about co-eds?
I married one, Tom, and I learned about co-eds from her.
Oh, man. Then I suppose your wife has a good education?
No, she hasn't. You know, she had to walk 4 miles to school every day, and by the time she got home, she'd forget all she learned that day.
Well, did she finish school?
No, she quit. She always wanted to be a fan dancer, and she thought she might spoil her appearance, you know, if she got too many bad marks in school.
I get it. Mm-hmm. Well, did you go to the same school as your wife?
Yeah, but, you know, I was always pretty bright, Tom. If I do say it myself, I was just about the star pupil of that school.
You were? Then you shouldn't have any trouble getting a job.
No, not with my education. You know, you don't know of nobody that don't want to hire nobody to do nothing, do you?
No, nobody. Well, what did you excel in at school?
Grammar.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can read, can't you?
Well, of course I can read, Tom. Where are you supposed to get my jokes?
I didn't know I left any laying around. Well, I don't mean that kind of reading. Do you ever read anything deep?
Tom, I just finished reading the deepest book that was ever written.
Well, what was that?
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. You know, that's just about as deep as they go, ain't it?
Did you catch any sharks down there? Well, Bill, how did you get hold of that nice little house you live in?
My wife's father gave us that, Tom. You know, not only that, but he furnished it throughout for us, and then he gave us $1,000 as kind of a nest egg.
Well, that was mighty fine of him. I hope you appreciated it.
Oh, sure I did. I told him, I says, listen, if you ever come down our way, drop in for a meal, and it won't cost you a cent.
Big-hearted. I'll bet you and your wife are happy.
Happy? You know, Tom, I wouldn't tell this to everybody, but, you know, my wife flirts.
She flirts? Well, who does she flirt with?
She flirts with anything, Tom. You know, when she passes the field of waving corn, she waves back at it.
Never a dull moment with Bob Burns around our Hollywood spotlight. Well, Phil, see whether you can give us another of your rhythmical paintings and song. And tell us, who's that there with you?
Now, folks, you'll have to pardon me, because I've got a little proposition I want to run over with Leah Ray. But on second thought, I might need a few witnesses. So, how's about it? Got a funny feeling around my heart, and I don't know just how to start.
Well, tell me what's on your mind. Now I've got you in a spot. Come on, confess.
Well, I've been trying to express some words that I cannot find.
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained, they say.
That's right, honey. That's why I'm going to spill the beans today. Now, how's about a picture show to start with?
Yes, and then, for instance, you can hold my hand.
And then perhaps I'll whisper something nice in your ear.
Well, how's about it?
Well, how's about it, dear? Now, how's about a little supper after?
And then, for instance, we can take a walk.
Yeah, then maybe I can have a little kiss when no one is near.
Well, how's about it?
Well, how's about it, dear?
Now, maybe you'll get friendly, I'll get friendly, too.
Yes, and maybe you come closer, 'cause I'll be closer too. Now, how's about suppose I ask a question?
Yes, but then, for instance, I begin to blush.
Well, honey, it's only a suggestion. Did I make myself clear?
But how's about it?
Well, how's about it, dear? Honey, how's about a little bit of romance?
Yes, and then, for instance, you can meet the boat.
Yeah, well, I'd rather have the romance and then meet the boat.
Well, how's about it?
Well, how's about it, dear? Now, how's about we motor to the country?
And then, for instance, we run out of gas.
Oh, splendid. Then we'll have to stop and maybe go out of gear.
Well, how's about it?
Well, how's about it, dear?
Now, maybe you'll get friendly, I'll get friendly too.
Yes, and by that time I'm hoping that you'll be closer, 'cause, oh, I'll be closer too. But I was wondering, how's about we're stranded till the morning?
Yes, but then, for instance, I've got roller skates.
Well, it's only a suggestion. Did I make myself clear?
But how's about it?
Well, how's about it, dear? Say, Leah, how old are you, honey?
17, Phil.
Oh, 17, huh?
Well, why are you acting that way? How's about it?
Oh, no, honey, it's not how's about it. It's, let's forget about it, dear.